This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, now it's getting out of control. In the next March Madness, they're going to stick to 68 teams. Okay. In the men's and women's brackets.
They're still kind of trying to come up with the sweet spot there, aren't they?
So you've got the four teams that aren't really in the tournament but kind of are in the tournament.
The buy-in teams.
They have to play in to the 64. But now the NCAA is saying they are considering for the 2027 March Madness expanding to 72 or 76 teams.
What?
I mean, I get it. The kids really aren't students anyway, so they might as well just spend all of March and April playing in a tournament. But my God, can we at least pretend that they go to class?
How many teams?
72 to 76.
That's all the schools. That's just all the schools. Are you a school? Yes. You want to play basketball? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, it still has to be magical to get to go, right?
Now you're just letting in a bunch of teams who are guaranteed to go home on week one.
Oh, it's just a ploy to get more
money.
Big 10,
yes.
SEC, ACC, Big 12, the big money schools, the big budget schools with massive fan bases who will tune in and earn the NCAA and CBS or whatever, TBS is, whatever station's broadcasting the game is just going to pocket more money in the grand scheme of things.
Which school was it a year ago? Was it Utah or Utah State where everyone in the conference left and they ended up being the only...
No, that was the Pac-10.
School,
the Pac-12,
the conference.
Pac-12, thank you.
Oregon Sorry. State and Washington State. They were the only schools left in their conference.
So it was the Pac-2.
Correct. And now it's back to, I think, the Pac-8 or the Pac-10 or something. They brought in like five or six schools from like the Mountain West Conference.
Boise State, I think, moved over.
I've said before, set it and forget it.
So 64 was the perfect amount. 64 was the ideal amount, and now they're doing too much.
I agree. Here's an example. You know how much I love my Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Yes.
Okay. Boo. They play in the Big Ten, which is now like the Big 20. Literally the Big 20. Nebraska had a record last season of 21-14.
Okay.
It's a pretty good record. They beat up on a lot of nobodies. You're going to be putting in Nebraskas who did not get into the dance last year, March Madness, whatever you want to call it. Nebraska didn't get in because they weren't good enough. And all you're going to do is add an extra weekend where lightweights like Nebraska get in only to be kicked out literally on weekend one. So Scott Parks will sit down on his couch and watch your Bud Light commercials for 2 hours.
Either that, or you're going to see a bunch of programs like Nebraska, and, you know, I'll admit, I'm an Iowa fan, Scott, so I know we have a lot of disagreement there, but like Iowa will get in for some unknown reason with a 21-12 record and not deserve it.
It was 17-16, by the way.
They were not good last year. I'm aware. We got a new head coach. Everything's fine. Okay. But the thing that's going to happen now is you're going to see programs like that who didn't merit an NCAA tournament berth, who are going to get in and start beating teams that did merit an NCAA tournament berth, a team out of the West Coast Conference, a St. John's, or somebody out of a lesser than conference, which I think is going to ruin the ambiance of the entire tournament as a whole. It's going to negate those Cinderella stories that we all love to watch.
I want the Valparaiso or whatever.
Yes.
I want that Cinderella story where, you know, they're never going to win it.
Or two.
Right. They're never going to win it. But, man, they just won that one.
I don't know. There have been a couple of years, Scott, where
Wichita State ended up in the Final Four.
Wichita State, one of those teams, ends up going to the 8 or the 4.
Mm-hmm.
So exciting. We'll get to the Prairie Village story in a moment.
Okay.
Did you see from Channel 4, Missouri, I'm talking to you, that expired temp tags are about to be a thing of the past? It is our state crest, if you will.
In Missouri?
If Missouri had an official state crest.
It does.
It would be the expired, by years, temporary tag. So listen to this. They finally figured out, I think, a way around it. Missouri drivers will see a multitude of changes within the next 2 years, including the discontinuance of the paper temp tag. They're just not going to do it anymore, Scott.
What are they going to replace
it's
it with?
It's brilliant. This comes after the passage of Senate Bill 28, which takes effect August 28th. The change in paying vehicle sales tax will be implemented once the second phase of the Department of Revenue's new system is operational. Once the system's in place, when you buy a car in Missouri, you pay the sales tax right there at the point of sale, like you were buying ice cream or you were buying makeup or you were buying anything else, that when you buy it, mm-hmm. you pay sales tax. If your car is purchased privately, you will have to take the bill of sale to the Missouri license office and pay the sales tax there. Once the purchase is complete in either scenario, whether it's a dealer or a private sale, then you will get your license plate and the permanent metal plate with the same number configuration will be mailed to you. There is now no such thing as the 30-day temp tag and we're going to give you 30 days to get it done. Nope. You buy a car, you pay the sales tax, we'll mail you the tag. Yes, favorite student in the front row.
Yeah, Professor Wright. Right. Let's say that I'm on a fixed income.
Mm-hmm.
And my car just broke down. The car that I had been driving for the last 15 years just finally shot craps. And I need to go get another car. And I have a buddy drive me over to the dealership on a Saturday.
Okay.
Because I work Monday through Friday, which is when the DMV is open to go get my license plate.
Yep.
So we test drive a couple of used cars on a Saturday afternoon.
Yep.
There's one I like. I can afford it. It's only $5,000. I buy it right then and there. Buy it. Well, of course, I'm making monthly payments of about $250 a month. How am I going to get over to the DMV Monday through Friday to get my license plate so I can drive that car off the used car lot?
Correct me if I'm wrong. That is how we've done it on the other side of state line for as long as I've been buying cars.
I know. When I bought my most recent car, I had a 60-day temp tag.
When I bought my car, there was a shock when I had to pay that sales tax. Don't you remember? It was the first time I had ever had a new car in my life. And it was thousands of dollars. But you had to, I think you had to pay that before you got your tag.
No, I got, when I bought my most recent car, which was October of last year, I was in the financing office at the dealership. When the financing went through, everything was fine. They handed me a temp tag, which the salesman put on my car.
Right.
And I can remember the expiration date. It was Christmas Day of last year.
And then you had to go in and register the car.
Because I bought the car on October 25th.
Okay.
And it was a 60-day temp tag, so it expired on December 25th of last year. And I remember going into the office in Overland Park, down by 119th and Metcalf, and I walked in and got my license.
I'm going to read this sentence because it's important, and then tell me if we're wrong where the disconnect is and how they do it differently on the Kansas side, because this has been a uniquely Missouri problem.
By the way, I did see a Missouri temp tag last week when we were downtown for the Fronte concert.
How expired?
2021.
2021.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
Yes. Oh, it's everywhere.
2021.
I mean, I've seen like 6 months expired, 8 months, 10 months, up to 4 years.
No, yes. It's a bingo game when you're driving in Missouri.
That person needs to be in prison.
Listen to this line. Listen to this line from Fox 4. Buyers in Missouri will no longer have the option of getting a temporary tag starting in a couple months.
Okay.
It's not even an option. Quoting here from the state, the change in the way we collect sales tax will eliminate temporary license tags, which rob the state millions of dollars each year because of drivers who, quote, never pay their sales tax. I'm telling you, Scott, you have to pay the sales tax in Kansas.
So where would you pay this? Maybe you do.
At the point of sale.
Okay, so you pay for this. What they're saying in Missouri now is you can take that car off the lot, but you've got to pay the sales tax at the dealership.
Before you ever leave, they are collecting it.
We will have your address on file. And then we will mail you your driver's, your license plate.
If you buy it from a private seller, like I'm going to sell my car to you, Dana is selling to Scott in Missouri, okay? You do not get a license plate for that car, period, until you go in with a bill of sale and pay the sales tax.
913-586-7798.
Why didn't they do this years ago?
Dana, I don't know.
Like, I don't know, 2021, when that first dude that you just saw didn't pay his sales tax.
He was downtown. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
By the way, the first phase will be implemented it's here in the next few weeks. Like, until they get the dealerships brought online to this system, you will continue to do what you're doing. But it, Missouri, it's coming.
So if I buy it off of you, do I keep your license plate on the car?
Nope.
Or do I just start driving around without a license plate?
That I don't know. It says you take the bill of sale to your normal DMV place, the bill of sale. Okay. At that point, they will say, yeah, you owe us $1,200. And so what it forces people to do, Scott,
pay their taxes,
is factor in the enormous tax bill that comes sometimes with buying a newer or nicer car. I was floored at that bill. Remember I told you this has to be a mistake?
Yes, I remember. I can tell you exactly how much it was.
I swear to you, we were off the air, and I looked at Scott, and I go, oh, my God. He goes, what? And I go, well, this can't be right.
Yeah, it was a new car.
And he looked at me, and he goes, yeah, that's the sales tax on your car. I was like, there's no way. What this is going to do—
I think I even guessed the amount.
You did. What this is going to do is force people, when you are negotiating that car price, and I even think dealerships are going to say, now you do know— Right. You know, there used to be scofflaws that just didn't pay this, and they would drive around with these things called temp tags, which were pieces of paper not worth the paper they were printed on. You do know now you're going to owe $3,400 extra dollars before they will ever give you your license plate.
No, I'm assuming you can roll that into the loan on the car.
I believe.
Because otherwise, nobody's going to be able to buy a new car.
I was able to roll mine in Kansas with one of my cars, and I did not roll it in, and I paid it out of pocket with the other one.
Let's go to Tara in Kansas City. Tara, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. Hey, I was just going to say, I've been looking at and going into to purchase a vehicle, and I was talking to the salespeople there, and they're telling me that people are driving on those temp tags for 1, 2, 3, 4 years, and then thinking they're just going to go in and buy a new vehicle. But they can't buy a new vehicle until they've paid those taxes, and it totally throws them off guard. They really think they're getting off with something, but you can't buy a new one until you've paid off.
Hmm. Oh, if you're buying a second car, you mean, Tara?
No, if you're just going in to buy a new, you know, to trade it in to get a new one, you can't. And he said, you should see the look on their faces. And I said, well, I'd love to, and say, thank you, because I've been driving.
Okay, you can't use that word on the radio.
Can't use that word, Tara.
Appreciate that. Man, we've been doing really well for about a week and a half.
It's been good.
Doing really well. Tara, you are now in timeout. Cannot be on the show for the next 5 days, 5 business days. Because you used a word that we're not allowed to say on the radio. Okay.
Yep.
I had a point. This was my thought right before she said that word. I don't know how many times in the last, I don't know, let me just pick a number, 2 years, I've looked in my rearview mirror and there's either a police officer that's behind me at a light, or there's a police officer that's going in the left lane as I'm cruising slowly in the right lane on Shawnee Mission Parkway, obeying the posted speed limit, of course. Are you telling me that the guy that I saw downtown 2 Saturday nights ago?
Yeah.
And he wasn't driving. It was a parked car. I just happened to spot it on the side of the road. With a temporary tag from 2021. In the last 4 years, has never once been at a stoplight with a police officer behind him.
I'm sorry. I'm busy doing police officer things, but I thought that car just said 2021.
And it's 2025.
It's 2020. Have you ever seen the one? This was down in St. Louis within the last year, and it became a meme where the guy wrote a little sticky note next to the 2021 expired tag that says,
no.
As God is my witness, I'm going to the DMV, promise. LOL. And someone posted that and said, I just saw this in downtown St. Louis. At least he's just saying, look, I never paid it. At least he's just acknowledging the ridiculousness of it.
But I get nervous when there's a police officer behind me at a stoplight when I'm doing nothing wrong.
Give me another instance on the text line or otherwise, 913-586-7798. Where you can lay away or delay your sales tax. Now, you could delay your taxes and file an extension, and they just keep piling on.
Well, there are some people who just don't even bother
right?
to file.
Name something else that is a product where you can just say, meh, I'll get around to paying the sales tax on that. You can't. You can't. Even when you buy gasoline, you pay the tax right there. When I go to Town Center in Leawood, you better believe I'm paying that, 12% city sales tax.
Well, I mean, are you talking without somebody coming after you for collections?
Yes.
Because
cars are the only thing that I can think of where people just drive around and they haven't paid it, and everyone goes, that's funny.
Well, I don't think anybody is saying that except them. I mean, when I saw the guy on Saturday night.
Then why has the state just now figured this out? Right now. This has been an issue in Kansas City for how long, Scott? My God.
It's been a long... Well, one police officer lost his life in North Kansas City a couple of years ago. He pulled over someone.
That's right.
Because they had expired tags. And he shot that officer. I mean, David in Kansas City, Missouri. David, hello.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing well. Thanks for asking.
Hey, I think there's a little twist on this that nobody's really thought about. And yeah, people aren't paying their sales tax, but you also in the state of Missouri have to pay your show your personal property taxes are paid before you're allowed to register the car or renew the tags or whatever. And if that's not paid, people aren't going in to pay their sales tax. So there's another tax issue, I think, embedded in this that it needs to be talked about. And I was curious if they were thinking about that in what they're bringing forward.
Well, I'm just curious. I mean, are people not paying their license plates because they can't afford it or because they think there's no teeth in the law to require them to do it?
Both, which is why I said this is now going to force buyers to either roll the cost of that sales tax into the loan or bite the bullet and pay it. It's going to force everybody to do it.
Well, good.
I'm still waiting for someone on the text line to tell me, name another thing that you just get to say, I don't feel like paying the sales tax right now. I'll do it in 3 years or not ever or in 20 days.
Right.
But that's the system we've lived under for how long here?
Scott, from the text line, Scott, if it was a parked car downtown, why didn't you tear the expired tag off and throw it away? That's not going to get them pulled over any more quickly than riding around with 2021.
I ain't getting shot because your temp tag is 4 years expired.
You're confusing my wonder about how they've gotten away with it for 4 years with my commitment to them paying their taxes. My wonder is greater than my commitment to them paying their taxes. I couldn't care less. To Dana's point, I'm not getting in a fight or getting shot because I have to pull some civic duty in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. That's not happening. Plus, I had my girlfriend there and my friend. 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, I'm talking to you, Mr. August 2019 on your Kia. They are finally putting an end to the temp tag in Missouri. You pay the sales tax up front, you get your tag. Why it took them this long to go to this type of system, I have no idea.
Let's go to Ken in Raymore. Ken, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
And Scott. Hey, I absolutely adore you both.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Maybe this will help some with the insurance and the renewal things, too, because there's a lot of people cruising around with no insurance. So I'm hoping that this will somehow, you know, get some of the uninsured people off the roads, you know, because that's a big problem. Because I know people have been smacked by uninsured drivers, and they can really get hooked for a lot, you know. So I'm just saying, you know, to add to the situation, you got the car purchase plus the sales taxes and stuff. Then
yeah, Ken, let me ask you this. I think with insurance, if you have a lien on that car, you have to have insurance. Correct, Scott?
Well,
yes. If there's a lien on that car, you have to have proof of insurance. The bank will not loan you $20,000 for a car.
Do you know how many people drive around without insurance and just don't care? The same number of people that drive around without a driver's license and just don't care. Same number of people that drive around drunk and just don't care. I mean, you can make any number of laws.
Now, if you pay cash, let's say I'm paying $5,000 for a marginally decent car and I do pay the sales tax and I get my tag, if you own it, I suppose you don't ever have to have it insured. I don't know why you wouldn't.
It's the law.
But there are people who don't.
Of course
If it's
are.
Like a clunker, there are people who don't because, you know what, we end up not having a car that we can salvage. It wasn't worth anything anyway. You start getting some money into some skin in that game, some money into that car, of course you're going to insure it.
Sit down, good looking.
How long have you been in the building? Don't lie to me.
Hang on. Sit down, Mr. George, please.
It's gonna be choked.
Whoa!
Oh, no.
That didn't go over the air, but
yes, it did. I have my microphone on. I dumped it.
That is two bad words in an hour. You've got to watch your mouth.
Well, I thought we were off, but she was laughing.
You're killing me over here.
Listen to George. I thought you were off the air because she was laughing. Do you not listen to the show? I laugh all the time.
Oh, my God.
Okay, for everyone in the car wondering.
You're right. It is an S show.
What the hell just happened? We're talking about temporary tags going bye-bye in Missouri. And then our friend George from Union Station just walked in and sat down. He's one of our favorite people in the wide world.
Very entertaining.
And he said a bad word.
Yes.
I do want to ask before we switch gears, how long were you in the lobby? Because I feel like it was a while because we were up here arguing about temp tags, and I am so sorry.
No, it was great.
Okay.
We're not on the air.
We are on the air right now. And let me explain something to you.
Amen.
Let me explain something to you.
That's a microphone.
We have a thing called a dump button.
Yes. And you keep pressing the button.
I pressed it for all 8 seconds. We are currently at 0 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm done.
Well, if you say another bad word, we're all done.
We are.
Okay. I love that you're here so much right now. I don't even know where to begin.
What we need.
Where's the little light that goes on?
It's on outside the door.
Well, that does me no good here. Why doesn't she have one on her forehead?
I need one on my forehead. I need something.
We're going to get to the Titanic exhibit here in just a moment.
For those of you
who just heard Celine Dion, I told him he was not allowed in this studio without playing Celine Dion on a loop the entire time you're here.
In the future, I'm going to give you my cell phone number.
Yes.
And when you arrive at the radio station, text me, and I'll come down and get you so you don't have to sit there for 30 minutes.
It was okay. I studied everything I needed to know about Shirley Winters.
Who's Shirley Winters?
She was in Titanic, wasn't she?
Didn't
she dive in, and then she got stuck in the engine room, and then she got stuck, and then she died in the hands of Red Buttons? Don't you remember that in the movie?
What we're going to do is finish the temp tag discussion and then come back and talk about Titanic. Have you ever hit an iceberg right in the middle of the show?
Well, I think we just did.
Yeah, George just walked in.
I just walked in. Oh, my heavens.
Dropped the S-bomb right in the middle of the show.
Well, it was better than it could have been worse than that.
Right, I'm going to ask you one question, and we're going to go to the phones. Certainly. What is the oldest, most expired temp tag you've ever seen driving around this town?
I have no idea. Probably 5 years old.
Yeah, 2019, 2018.
At least.
The state of Missouri has finally said, we are not going to issue temp tags anymore because people just drive around with them in perpetuity.
Okay, so what we're going to do, I'm going to have to make an executive decision here. Mm. We're going to go to the break early. Because we don't have enough seconds on the dump to allow somebody on the phones to join in. Because George, this is why we can't have nice things.
Right.
And you ruin the party for everyone.
I feel really bad.
When we come back, I do want to just also
and then
ask Scott.
We'll talk about Titanic.
We're going to talk about Titanic, but we're also going to talk about the cell phone because I am going to put you on the spot when we get back because I texted you a couple times and you did not text me back. And I think maybe I have the wrong number. Or I don't, and you just didn't text me back. Have you ever had that happen?
No, nothing here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So George with Union Station is here.
Oh, my.
We're going to go to
break. We're
going to
talk about coming in with a bang.
Mm-hmm. We need to go out with a bang.
And we're going to talk about the new Titanic exhibit that's headed to Union Station coming very soon.
I think I just sunk your show, so I'm sorry.
We'll try not to sink your exhibit.
Don't, please. I'm here.
Dana Wright, Logan Weber. My name is Scott Parks on KMBZ. All right, I want to let you know we are on the air. Hello, George.
Hi. I'm heading to St. Francis for confession right now.
You are unexpected, but very, very good radio.
I used to be. Not anymore.
No, you still
But I'm going to be really good. We'll have fun.
I love you so much, and I'm so glad to see you. I reached out to you the other day because I read something about the spy museum in D.C., and I said, I want you to bring spy things here.
Did I respond?
You did, and that's one that doesn't travel.
No, it doesn't.
But when it does, I would like you to bring it here, please.
It is one of the best museums I've ever seen.
The spy museum.
Yeah. It's really good.
We talked about it for an hour.
Yeah, we had one of the ladies on from there, and
it was incredible.
Fascinating.
It's really cool. They moved it. It used to be downtown, and now it's in somewhere else.
Well, all you
Washington.
Do is work to bring these phenomenal things here, George.
And it's
so
fun.
When you can, I want to see spy things, but right now, I am the world's most gigantic Titanic. I don't like saying fan. So many people lost their lives. It was a serious event, obviously, in our history, but it's also so intriguing to so many people. I saw it the last time it was here. This is a new exhibit coming here.
It is. This one really has a lot of technology in it. And I think it's kind of fitting when you think about what was going on in America at the time when Titanic sunk.
Yeah.
You know, it was the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, and it really shook the core of America because it really affected technology. And you think about it, women's rights were going on, all those things. It's kind of like watching the Gilded Age. And it really was a moment in time. 1,500 people perished at the time. But all the technology that was there, it was never to sink. It was supposed to be the greatest. And it just changed our world forever.
I've always thought of it as man versus nature, and nature always wins. Like you think you can build the biggest thing and we can be the best and we can do all of these things. But if Mother Nature wants to come in and tear the whole damn thing down, she will.
And it, 73 years before it was actually found? So even technology couldn't get us to the point of finding those stories. And I think what makes it so unique is the stories. There are so many stories, and we'll be able to tell those stories. But, you know, when you think about it, there was, unsinkable Molly Brown, right?
Yeah.
That was born in Hannibal, Missouri. You think about, there was a silent movie star on the Titanic, and she survived. And her name was...
I'll look it up.
Dorothy Gibson.
Oh.
She was Mel Gibson's mother.
No.
And no. Of course not.
Oh, my gosh.
But we're going to go right down the hole here. But no. And we have started again. Not only do I have a filthy mouth, I am now... Mel Gibson's going to show at my house in a skirt. Okay, so but back to this. But she was a silent movie star. When the ship sank, she survived, and she created. They made a silent movie of Titanic when she landed, and they brought her back.
Oh wow!
I mean, it became pop culture, and they've never found that silent movie. It was disintegrated. So it's really interesting, all the stories.
You get to see like all of the artifacts and stuff and behind the scenes look at stuff that most people don't ever get to see. Explain to me how the paper thing survived. That's what I can't get enough of.
The last one, you had menus.
The China is interesting because it's all perfectly stacked on the ocean floor, but how does the paper survive?
Well, I'm not an expert yet, but we'll bring experts on. But I believe some of that stuff was stored. And in specific areas, and of course, then when they went down and found it. But I think that's really the story, or also the uniforms that were stored.
So you mentioned, Georgia, this is going to be more technological. Dana and I both remember, and we were fascinated, and I can't remember how many years ago it was when the first Titanic exhibit came to Union Station.
25 years ago.
Was it 25 years ago?
Gosh.
And you still look good.
Thank you.
And I went.
And you look even better.
Oh, my gosh.
I went, too. Right. I took my mom to
25 years ago.
How is this one going to be different?
I think it tells the rich stories that need to be told. And the technology is completely different. So we'll have audio tour for this one.
Good.
But also, you'll be fully immersed into the exhibition. At the very top, we'll talk about Kansas City in 1912. We actually have the original green lease Cadillac and that we'll have on display. And you're saying, why? Well, when you think about the Titanic, they were shipping, the very wealthy had their cars on the Titanic.
No
so the
way.
Astors had their cars
well,
on it.
That's where you know who and
yes.
have
we're not going to talk about that.
Right.
You're drawing pictures on a piece of paper.
Was there a green lease Cadillac on Titanic?
No. We have it
era.
In our collection.
Good.
So we're going to put it on display to talk about what was going on in the Edwardian time. It is gorgeous. And people haven't seen this car before.
Because for the most part, even if you were in steerage, you had to have means to be on that boat.
Huge amount of money. One room for first class was over $100,000 in today's dollars.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can
like,
you imagine?
For like the Astors or...
Right, and he didn't survive.
Yeah.
Right, and the gentleman that was the president and CEO of the Macy's company did not survive. So many people went down. Now, this isn't a love boat cruise ship, right?
No.
This is transportation. So, I mean, when you think about Airman Air, right, and how you think that is the highest one of first class flying in the air, can you imagine $100,000?
Do you think
for one room?
Yeah.
Do you think two people could survive on one door?
I knew you were going to ask him that.
Never let her go, Jack. Never.
But she does let him go.
Of course she lets him go.
I'll never let you go. Never, and then she lets him go.
Lets him go because, you
George,
know.
George, if we brought in a door, could you and I try in tandem to get on it?
No.
And stay.
Scott and you. And we will watch that happen.
No, she would shove me off.
I will never let you go. And she'll be holding a golf club while she's beating you.
Would you throw a large blue diamond into the ocean?
No.
Okay, I wouldn't either.
No. But it sells tickets.
It does sell tickets.
$2 billion worth of tickets that movie sold.
Are you serious? I didn't know that.
Is that what it really is?
$2 billion, and it cost $2 million to create. So that's, I think, the stories. And there are so many stories. The orphans.
Yeah.
On and on and on. There is a piece in one of the exhibitions that talks about the first interracial couple that was on that ship. Wow. So you can imagine, and it cost nearly $900 to be in third class. Okay, so these individuals that were coming here had saved all their money to live in the United States. Many of them had fictitious names. That's why they could never identify them, because they're coming to the United States. So it leaves London, it goes to France, then it hits in Belfast, and then it comes and disappears in the Atlantic.
Sort of a sad story that I've read, and I've read books about this. The modern day triage and mortuary and the way that they identified those victims is how we do things today because of what happened on the Titanic.
Exactly. There was a ship that a steamership that left Nova Scotia, and I believe it was the Brittany, I believe, that went out, that had all the embalming,
yep,
all the caskets, and went out and retrieved the bodies. Now, 300 of those bodies were beyond decomposition, and they were buried at sea. But there are so many stories. The music, right?
Yes.
What's the name? What are the two songs that were played, and all of those musicians perished?
My Heart Will Go On.
No, it was not.
The greatest singer in the world.
Will you stay one more, just one more segment, because we made you sit and wait downstairs?
No, I would be honored, and I will keep my mouth very clean.
Thank you. The Titanic exhibit coming to Union Station. We'll visit with George coming up.
When is it? Let's say that we're on a podcast here. We're at the end of the hour.
That would be in November, on November the 9th. It opens up. Fully immersive exhibition only
at
Union Station.
Can we stop saying immersive? I feel like maybe, let's go with another word.
Okay.
It's not submersive.
It is. It's,
well, the Titanic was.
We could say it's AI, and I will tell you how we're going to get you it to the bottom of the ocean.
Okay. That's when we come back.
Here on Dan and Parks.
Oh, my.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.